What does it?
Okay, everybody, say we're on 46A1. The Gemara cites another ruling. Rav Simon, B'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shabbos and Chol Elias B'chanaka, Afa B'shem Musa B'chanaka, Maska Shal Chanaka B'Musa. So if you have Shabbos Chanaka, and there's obviously Musa for Shabbos Chanaka, even though there is no special tefillah for of Musaf on Chanukah, nonetheless, you still say Al Anisim in the Musaf. In the Musaf. Okay. Ois fun alei Rosh Chodesh Chalias Pesaicha. So, if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Chanukah, Avav Bishem Musaf for Chanukah, Maska Shal Chanukah Musaf. So the same thing would be true if you have Rosh Chodesh and it's Chanukah. So there's no Musaf on Chanukah, but nonetheless you're going to say all this in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. That's all very pashut. Now here's where the things get a little interesting. Rosh Chodesh Shal Chalias B'Tainus, Echad Hu Maska Shal Tainus. There's a change in Gersa here in the Gemara. And if you look in the Haredim, you'll see he brings down the change in the Gersa. But in the English side, it already incorporates all the changes in the Gersos. So if you're looking on the English side, it's easier to follow it. So Rosh Chodesh Shal Chalias B'Tainus, Echad Masker Hu Shal Tainus B'Musaf. Okay, so if you have, okay, let's follow this along. It happens if you had, again, this is the case of where there's no rain and you're starting to fast, three fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday, and one of those three fasts ends up on Rosh Chodesh. So you have Rosh Chodesh and you have a Tainus. And now the question is, so where are you going to say the Tainus? Now, the question of where to say the Tainus is, there's two haskaras of Tainus that we go through. First of all, take a step back. Our minhag, of course, is only to mention the Tainus in our private tefillah in Mincha. That's a much later takana. The original takana was, you said, Aneinu in every tefillah, starting from Ma'ariv, actually. And you would say it's because it's part of the Seder Hayom. Then the guy got scared, the person would get sick, and he ended up eating, and then he would be like, he was said a sheker. So they made it so it's only in Mincha. But Medina de Gemara, let's go. Medina de Gemara, that you were saying Aneinu in every tefillah. That's first thing, number one. Therefore, we can ask a question. If it's Musaf, where are you going to make Aneinu? Because it might sound very strange. What are you talking about? Aneinu. There's no Aneinu in Chakras, no Aneinu in Musaf. Aneinu is only in Minchas. So that's what you have to first understand. We're talking about Medina de Gemara. Number two, there are two Aneinus. There's an Aneinu, which is a bracha if they ask Mala to Shlech, see where it adds after Aneinu. And then there's that mentioning of Aneinu in the private Shmonet Esrei, which is just Aneinu and Shemayat Filo, which is not a bracha b'fnei atzma. So now, let's just keep that in mind for now. And that the Gemara wants to know, in Musaf, where are you going to mention Aneinu, that the Haskara of Tainus, whatever it is? Let's read a little further. Reb Ze'era Amar B'Hodayah. So he says he said it during Mod. Marafolda says the difference between modim and the next one is ma'avoda, which is ritzei. The difference between modim and ritzei is modim is, he says, hodoya, look at Marafolda, he says, sheyesh ma'lusha'ava. When you say modim, you're talking about the past. We're thanking Hashem that he kept us alive this far. Ritzei is, right, avoda ritzei, sheyesh ma'lahaba, that's going on in the future. Hashem has avoda ritzei. Asking Hashem to return the Avodah to the Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting, it's in that order. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So the question is, so you would say at this point, Aneinu is just being said just the way, not as a bracha b'fnei atzma. These shitas are just saying Aneinu as a paragraph, right? And then you have Rav Avinu saying, "Oimer bracha," and it should say "chamishas." you should say it as a separate fifth blessing. In other words, we're talking about Musaf, right? That was the question. Was Rosh Chodesh came out on Tainus Tibur? Where do you mention the Tainus in Musaf? So that's what we're saying, Bracha Chamishas. The idea is like this. The fourth bracha is Rosh HaKadoshim, Lam Chanasoto, Bracha Toshem, Kash, Yisrov, Rosh HaKadoshim. End of the fourth bracha of Rosh Chodesh. After that, you would insert a new bracha, referring to, of course, the Shliach Tzibur. He's talking about the Shliach Tzibur, the same way the Shliach Tzibur adds a bracha of Aneinu, right? In this one too, he's going to add a bracha at that point.
Why do we even need to say Aneinu for Musaf? Like, you know, they're saying, well, where do you put it in? I'd like to ask, what do you have to put it in? If you said it for Shacharis, where, like, Musaf Karban a soul?
Apparently, there's a Chi of Hazkara. From the flow of the Gemara, it sounds like this was all similar to the Hanukkah Hazkara on the Musaf. Like, you know, why would we have to say Al Hanisim and Musaf since we said Al Hanisim already in Shacharis and Mincha and Ma'ariv? So why do you have to say Al-Nisim again in Musaf? That has nothing to do with Musaf per se, as far as the carbon goes. But nevertheless, it's part of the Seder Avodah Zarah. But yeah, I mean, it's a valid question. Amar Rab Abba, Memar Tzidu B'chol Mokam, Amar Bracha Revius, Afkan Amar Bracha Revius. So this is apparently an elaboration on Rav Avina. Rav Avina said you said a fifth bracha. So just like whenever you mention Rosh Chodesh, it's the fourth bracha. So here too, it continues to be the fourth bracha. And so Aneinu has to be separate. That's right after. So that seems to be the idea here. 100% exactly what he's adding, really. What he exactly added to what we already said. I'm not following what the big chiddush here is. Let's take a quick look at the second wide line of the Haredim. Amar Baba, Mamatzino, the Seyue Rav Avina. He's coming to bring a Rai to help or to Messiah Rav Avina. The Vadai, Kim the Das of Avina, Shenikmo, Shiach, Sibra, Nadi, Bracha, Atzmo. Since Rav Avina is certainly saying it's a Bracha by itself, Roy, Shatiha, Chamishas, below Ravias. Oh, that's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say, how do you know which one comes first? You're going to make a new bracha on the of the Aneinu, right? So how do you know? Does it come before you start saying Rosh HaKadoshim? Or does it come after you say Rosh HaKadoshim? So that's all he's trying to say. The same way you always say Rosh HaKadoshim as the fourth bracha when it's normally said. So you'll continue to place it at that position. It's a positional thing. Because that's where they inserted the additional brachos. That's where when they added six brachos during the Tanisim. So that's the insertion point. So therefore, that's the correct place. Remember, Re'ena is Re'ena B'yonyenu Golenu Gulen Me'elu Shmachu B'golas from the Tzoros. So therefore, that's the right place for it. Okay, the Chayin Nefak Uvdoba Kahadod Rabab. This was a case. Same thing. This happened as well, meaning on the bottom it says in footnote 9 that there was a case like this where Rosh Chodesh came out on a public kind of seabor and they ruled according to Rav Abba. Now, if you look back, we just said we had three opinions. We had Rav Zeir said Hodoya, Rav Abba Bar Mamel said Avoid. Then we had Ravina saying Bracha Chamishas. Then we had Rav Abba saying Memotzino. He's coming to prove Rav Avina's Shita. Rav Abba per se, it's not clear which Rav Abba we're talking about. It could be the Rav Abba Bar Mamel who said that you say it in Avoda, or it could be this previous Rav Abba who just brought a proof to Ravina that it's a Bracha Chamishas. So what does the Gemara mean when it says the chain, the fact of the Bahadad Rababos? That's what the bottom here he talks about. It. He says, The Gemara is unclear which Rav Abba are they referring to. Was it Rav Abba or Rav Mamel who said Irtzei, or is it Rav Abba who was supporting Rav Avinu's view that it was a fifth bracha? The Rosh concludes it must mean Rav Abba Bar Mamel, meaning the one that said it was Irtzei, right? Irtzei. Yes, for otherwise, it should have said that the incident occurred in accordance with Rav Avinu, because he's, after all, the original Amira that mentioned this, the idea of the Bracha Chamishis. So why would we say, there was an Uvda like Rav Abba? So therefore, it's referring to Rav Abba Bar Mamel. Okay? So this is important, because this is going to be the halacha. When I say, what do you mean this is going to be the halacha? I just finished telling you that we never say our name was in all the other tefillahs. So what am I talking about halacha here? The answer is this one case. Turn the page, 46a2, brackets, says, although the particular case the Gemara has discussed no longer relevant, because Rosh Chodesh never coincides with fast days, the issue is relevant if someone is fasting on Shabbos at Tainus Chalom. Okay? So the guy is fasting on Shabbos, and he's davening Musaf. So here you have a case. He's going to say Aneinu, and it's Musaf. Where does he put the Aneinu? The answer is Ritzei. Okay? That's what he's saying over here. According to the other sheet, according to Rabbi Mamal, who says, according to Ravina, who holds that the Shliach Tzibur says it as a separate bracha, an individual will say it in all kinds. Sorry, that's what he says. Okay.
So why can't you say that he's had the Tainus Halom on Rosh Chodesh? Why do you have to come on to Shabbos?
You're right. I was just following what he says. But you're right. That would be the same thing.
And that's more. I mean, that's what we've been talking about.
Well, we haven't been talking about Tainus Chalom at all, actually.
But
you're right. You're right. That's the subject that we've been talking about. Rosh Chodesh. You're correct, Dr. Reicher. Good point. I was just following along with the footnote, but the truth is, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Okay. Next question. By Matt Kyron. What do you read if you have a tinus that comes out on Rosh Chodesh? What Kriya do you read for Kriya Satara in the morning? And then by Mincha, there's no question. That's going to be by Chal, regular Kriya. But what about in the morning? Do you say Rosh Chodeshim? Because Torah V'Sheinu Torah Kodem. Or do you say by Chal in the morning? So the Gemara says, You do not do both, apparently. There's only one safer. Well, the reason for that, I think, is because you never do. Why is it Pashut? It's Pashut. Why? Probably because you don't take out two Sfarim normally when it's a day. It's Motaba Malacha, Tichanis Mura. I'm not sure why it was Pashut. That's an exception. I'm not sure. Okay. Why it was Pashut the Gemara that you don't do both, I don't know. But you're given a choice. Rabbi Yossi, Aimer, Karin, Brachas, or Klaus. So you're going to read, that's what they read. I said Vayachal, that's not correct. If it was those special Tanesim, where there was no rain, would actually be, I think, the other things. It would be about the other calamities of Pashut the Gemara, right? Then Amalei Rav Mana, he says, begin modatum kitanis, that he's assuming that he's kind of like making an assumption. Your reason you selected that Kriya versus the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh was because you want to let people know that it is a tainus. In other words, if you would start to read Rosh Chodesh laning, and you wouldn't lane the laning for the tainus, then people would come to shul, they would hear Rosh Chodesh laning, what would they say? Oh, I can eat today. It's Rosh Chodesh. So even though it was a tainus, but because Rosh Chodesh, you don't fast on Rosh Chodesh, so you know, and they didn't lane it. Let's go ahead. So he says, begin modatum kitanis. Presumably, the reason he selected the kolos is to let people know that it is a fast day. Do they really need this to tell them? Don't they see revian al me'ehum? Don't they see that they're saying takanon, which literally means they lying prostrate on their stomachs? Aren't they going to know just from saying takanon? Normally, you never say takanon Rosh Chodesh. And don't they see that they're saying takanon? So they know they know automatically before they even get to the laning that it is a tainus, right? That's the question. There was what? What do you mean by takanos? These three tanesim, when there was no rain, were docha Rosh Chodesh. That's a given.
Why did they do it on Rosh Chodesh?
They have to do Monday, Thursday, Monday. They can't change it. Yeah, and it's not a question of calendar. This is a calamity that befell us that there was no rain. So if it worked out, Rosh Chodesh, it worked out. No, it's not. Wasn't selected. Okay. No, it's a shul bar. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Next, Amalei, the one to 46b, Amalei, he says, you misunderstood me. It wasn't that I chose that you read the brachas and klolas to show people that it's really a tainus. That's not what I meant. It's actually just the opposite. The reason why we say tachanun is to tell us that you're going to read brachas and klolas. It's like this. He said, "Lohodiyach hashakorin brachas and klolas." The reason, the way he's translating it here in English, the reason we recite tachanun is not in order to remind the people to fast. Rather, the reason you say tachanun is to tell us which kriya to read. Okay, so it's a question of what the cause and effect here is. Following that. Now we have a machlokas here. Rav Yudim Kabutkiyav Omukumi Rav Yosef Shem Rav Yudim Pazi Korin Rosh Chodesh. He disagrees. He believes that if it's on Rosh Chodesh and a tainus, read the Rosh Chodesh lady, not the curses. Korin Rav Yosef Shem Rav Yudim Pazi Ach Amalei. Say he met Rav Yudim Pazi again. Rav Yudim Kabutkiyav was quoting Rav Yudah ben Pazi in front of Rav Yosi. So Rav Yosi is hearing this Eidos in the name of Yudah ben Pazi. So when he met him, he said, "Achmat me avocha davosa." You heard this from your father that you're supposed to read the Rosh Chodesh laning on a tainus. Amalei. So Rav Yosi says back to him, "Avo lehava amar kein elo be'ein tov." Ein tov is the name of the city. And he's saying, Abba only said that you lay in Rosh Chodesh if it comes out on a tainus in the city of Ein Tov. Now, this is going to be a machlokes, how to learn the Gemara. We'll learn the Gemara first the way the English of the top explains it, which is, Mechredim says, that this is not a, this is a place where nobody, there were no Talmid Chacham. They didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. So because they weren't aware when Rosh Chodesh was, so he had to lane the Rosh Chodesh laning in this particular city so they would know that it was Rosh Chodesh. That's where he said to lane Rosh Chodesh if it was a tainus. One second. And here he's translating the inun means that they did not know. The inun sometimes could mean that they knew. Inun being haim. Here inun means enom. They did not know that it was Rosh Chodesh. So since they don't know it's Rosh Chodesh, so come Rosh Chodesh to let them know. But other places which were not in Ein Tov, then Karin Brachas of Klawless. This is the way the Haredim learns. All other Mepharshim learn not like the Haredim, just the opposite. Just the opposite. And the way they learn the Gemara, and apparently this the Haredim is outnumbered over here. So we're going to learn, this is the other way to learn the Gemara. Ein Tov was where they were Mekadesh the Chodesh. Not Ein Tov is a place without Amoratz. That's totally wrong. Ein Tov is where they were Mekadesh the Chodesh. Therefore, Ein Tov is the only place where they knew for sure that it was Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they could lane the laning of Rosh Chodesh, because they knew for sure it was Rosh Chodesh. But everywhere else, where they weren't sure, even though they calculated and probably knew the Rosh Chodesh was, but they didn't know for sure. So therefore, they knew for sure it was a Tainus, and therefore the Suffolk and the Vada, you would lane the Tainus. Okay, so it's the opposite. Okay, opposite shot. Yeah. So therefore, Inun, according to this, Inun is not they don't know, it is they do know. I think the Inun Yodin the Hurei Sharcha, because they knew it was Rosh Chodesh, so therefore they would be able to say the landing of Rosh Chodesh. So okay. So that's the two ways to learn the Gemara. Okay, next. Yirmiyah Safra Shalor of Yirmiyah. So now Yirmiyah, who was a scribe, he asked Reb Yirmiyah. It's interesting. Yirmiyah the Sofer asked Reb Yirmiyah. Rosh Chodesh Chol Yis B'Shabbos. What happens if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos? By my current, what do you read? Here the question is, the way the Gemara simply reads, it's we're going to replace the whole laning. We're not going to lane the Parsha HaShavua that week on Shabbos. We're going to only lane the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. That's the simple reading of the Yerushalayim here. So what are we reading? Amalei, Kunbar Shkodesh. You read Rosh Chodesh and you push off the laning for the Parsha HaShavua to the next Shabbos. Amar Kalbo Kumi Rabbi Ami. So Kalbo says a story. The Mishnah in Megillah also seems to indicate this as well, because it says over there, Makol Mafsikin. It says over there in the language of the Mishnah, it's Mafsikin. Mafsikin means that we're Mafsik, that we have an interruption. The Rosh Chodeshim, Lachanuka Ulapurim. That, in other words, the simple meaning of the Mishnah for the Chanukah and Purim part is very simple. That is, if let's suppose they come out on Monday or Thursday, so we won't lane the regular Parshas HaShavua that week. It'll be pushed off, Mafsikin, and you lane the holiday, lane it, right? But we're saying that Lakol is now we're going to be including that even on Shabbos, that we're going to extend the Parish of the Mishnah to mean that even on Shabbos, we're going to replace the Shabbos laning with the Rosh Chodesh laning. Okay, so that could be right. Now, on the bottom of the brackets, he says, other commentators prefer to explain the two sides of his question. Rosh Chodesh Shachali is B'Shalas Ma'akar, not as whether we read the Parsha to replace, but rather do we read the Maftir and the Torah to replace Maftir and Rosh Chodesh. According to that, his answer is, we read the Rosh Chodesh HaTorah, which would be our custom, of course. We read Machar Chodesh and whatever the other one is.
Tadeh
V'Sheino Tadeh 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 Tadeh. Yes, sometimes we say that. Sometimes we don't say that. Remember, whenever you're talking about Kedima, you're talking about what putting one before the other. But that means you're going to be doing both. If you're not going to be doing both and you're only doing one, then we follow different rules. Okay? Let's go on. Yitzchak Tzchaira, is that one too? Which one? What? What are we up to? Yitzchak Tzchaira, Shil Reb Yitzchak. So Yitzchak Tzchaira asked Reb Yitzchak, Rosh Chodesh Chol Yis B'Chanukah, Mamat Karet. So what about that? So you have Rosh Chodesh and you have Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh usually has four Olim, right? What?
This past Sunday
we had it, right? So what are you supposed to do? So he says, we read, the first answer is what we do, of course. We call up three people in Rosh Chodesh and one in Tichon. Now you have a dissenting view. Reb Pinchas, Reb Simon, Reb Abba Bar Zmina, Motom Boy, Mishreim, Reb Abdimo, the Ben Chayfa, Kohen Shlash, Mechanukah, Ve'achab Rosh Chodesh. No, read three people on Chanukah and only one in Rosh Chodesh. Why is that? L'hu Di'acho, Shalom Bo HaRavi, El Machmas Rosh Chodesh. Because four aliyahs only occur on Rosh Chodesh, not on Chanukah. Chanukah, we will call three people. So therefore, since we're going to have a Ravi, Ravi has to be in the Rosh Chodesh lady. Okay? That's his far. Bashom Yav Safra Shal Rabbana. Hagas will think, he says, what, think about it. Shachal Rosh Chodesh Shal Chanukah Yus B'Shabbos. If Shabbos, now we're going now, let's go with our original shot that we said before, that if Rosh Chodesh came out on Shabbos, that we would read, we would replace the Shabbos laning with the Rosh Chodesh laning. So you're calling up seven people for Rosh Chodesh, right? Below Shabbat, you know, current, wouldn't they call up seven people for the Rosh Chodesh laning? So the Chanukah would then only be a mafter. So you see that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you're going to read. You, even though you don't have the svara of the fourth aliyah present, because you're calling up seven people, not just four, and you're still going to read Chanukah, you're still going to read Rosh Chodesh first. So you see that svara is not such a good svara. Are you going to say the fourth person is because of Rosh Chodesh? We're over there, we're laying seven.
Nobody talks about
so,
how did we get seven people for Rosh Chodesh.
No, apparently I had that problem. And my friend, my Harusa Abe, told me that the Turi Evan apparently discusses that in Megillah. If you're interested in looking into that, Shaila. So, She'iltinu L'Safra, now the Gra erases these words, She'iltinu L'Safra. So, if you garish it, then it just basically says, I asked it to the scholars, none of them could give an answer. Apparently, the Gemara is found elsewhere where this phrase does not appear, so the Gemara erased it. Ummalei v'hada shelter de safra, is a question befitting a scholar. It's a very strong question. Therefore, three people should be called for a Chodesh, and the fourth one, like for Chanukah, as we do.
Next.
Now, we're through the nitty-gritty. That was today's Gemara, was very nitty-gritty. It took a while for me to get through it even on my own. So I hope you guys were okay with it. So it says, there's no fixed time. So he told the Abdul, his speaker, he said, call out to the public, that someone who wants to say Meirav can daven Meirav while the sun is still up, which Mefarshim explained, that means that we can be Simon from Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that from Plag HaMincha on is night, and therefore you can daven Meirev after Plag. That means you're davening Mincha before Plag, though. That's very important. This does not mean because it's elective, therefore you can daven both Mincha and Meirev after Plag. It does not say that. Okay, now the thing to think about here is because the English says it. Since Meirav is elective, one may rely upon Rabbi Yehuda that you could daven Meirav after Plag. Listen to those words. Since Meirav is elective, that means if it was not elective, if it was a chova, then you could not rely on Rabbi Yehuda. Think about that for a second, okay? So that means something, and we said this day one, I don't know if you remember, day one that we started the Seder, we quoted, I don't know whether I said it or maybe I didn't say it. The, I told you probably separate. There's a Taisus Reb Kibeger on the first page of Brachos. He comments on the Rav. The Rav quotes that how are we knowing that we go ahead and daven? How do we daven Mincha and Ma'ariv? We don't wait for Tzitzak Kavim for Ma'ariv. That's we do it at Shkia. So the Rav says because we're Samech. Well, the Gemara says the Ovid Kamar of it, the Ovid Kamar of it, that since there's a Machlekes of Gemara Rabbanan, you could do whatever you like. So if Kiveger on the spot says the Ovid Kamar of it, the Ovid Kamar of it is something you say when you have a Sofik in Halacha and you have a Drabbanan, so you can go Lakula, you could decide since you don't know who to pass the like, you can pass the computer, then go Lakula and daven earlier at Plag. Or you could go like drop on and wait till tzeis. But if you're talking about a deoraisa, such as Kriyashma is a mitzvah deoraisa. You can't say, oh, Dovi Kamarov. Yeah, you're mechaya to be machmer because someone deoraisa lefumba. And therefore, you must daven Kriyashma after tzeis. That you have no choice, right? That's Rav Kiveger, famous tzeis, Rav Kiveger. It's famous because I read it. Anyway, but over here, that's why it's important to notice this nuance in this Gemara. Because Ma'ariv is Rishus, therefore he allowed us to be Makel, to be like, do like Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like if it would have been Chov, we would not have been able to be Makel like Rabbi Yehuda, even in the Gabi the Tfila, which is Darabon. Okay. That's actually a deal which is even goes beyond Rabbi Yehuda. He told his speaker again the same announcement. He could say Ma'ariv while it's still the sun is still up. Amar Rav Hanina, Mishachani Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi Etzel Pundek Echad. Rav Shmuel once drew me near a certain inn. Amali Kanas Pal Amos Shalish Shalos Rav Shalos here. Father, meaning Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi. He told Rabbi Hanina over here, his father, Rabbi Yossi, once davened Erev Shabbos on the Friday night davening on Erev Shabbos while it was still light. So that proves he's trying to prove from that Maisi. You see, you can daven Ma'ariv earlier. So now the Gemara. Right, right now we're about to say it. So now look, now we're in Zion with Aleph. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Ami." So Rabbi Ami said, "Rabbi Yochanan Poli." Rabbi Yochanan disputes his conclusion, meaning the way they explain it here is that the reason why he disputes the conclusion is because maybe. The way he first presents it, he says maybe it was a one-time thing. It was a Shas Hadchak, and that's why he prayed Ma'ariv early. But to do it on an ongoing daily basis, maybe even he would not have sanctioned that. And now another thing, we'll have a Tzarek Miflug al Hadar, but Rabbi Yochanan should not have disputed that conclusion like that. Lo Mawai she came receive from Mikol al Kodesh, because his report was talking about Friday night Ma'ariv, which everybody might be allowed to do this on a regular basis. Since my sifu mikol al kodesh, right? So therefore, he may have regularly been mispalam Ma'ariv early on Friday. That would still not prove he would condone regularly if it would be a regular weekday to daven Ma'ariv early. And that's where footnote 3. He says, adding to the Sabbath by accepting it while it is still daylight on Friday afternoon gives the added daylight period the status of night insofar as the Isser of doing Malacha at that time. Since that's considered Shabbos regarding Malacha, so it stands to reason you could say the Friday night Ma'ariv at that time as well. Now, over here, the Gemara has never said that you could do Tati Sasri even on Erev Shabbos. It didn't say that. Mishnah Brura says if you're going to daven Meir early on Erev Shabbos, you should daven Mincha before Purim. Well, the Velt's Minhag is not that way. You know, whether we're setting up on this to say that we could even Tati Desasri. And when we say that's not really Tati Desasri, since you're doing Kabbalah Shabbos, it's a Malacha. So it changes the status of the Rinna Shabbos. Yeah. So for Ode, it says over here, Asatim from Morayim and Arav, Mitziporin, that the donkey drivers would come from Arav, that's the name of the city, which they would leave Arav for Tziporin, and when they would arrive there, Tziporin apparently was higher up, so it took longer to get Shabbos. They would say, he already davened Meir, he already was Mekalva Shabbos. By the Amr Da, so then that forces us to conclude the Amr of Chanino, he drew me to a place. Amali, he said to me, so therefore, the statement was not referring to Erev Shabbos. It's talking about on Moitzei Shabbos. So the story that Rabbi Yossi sanctioned davening Meir before sunset was the conclusion that Rabbi Yochanan disputed, arguing that he might have prayed Meir early just at one time because of some compelling need, but the story does not prove Rabbi Yossi sanctioned praying Meir before sunset on a regular basis. Anyway, I just want to finish the last paragraph here. Even that he should have argued against the Rebbe Mefakad L'Avdan Amari, because Rebbe told his Avdan, his speaker, Akos Kumi Tzibur, again, the same announcement, Manda Matzli, Yitzali Dramshad Yerukayim, to say, Meir Vav, the sun is still up. Same thing, Rebbe Chia Bar Vav, Mefakad L'Amari, Akos Kumi Tzibur, Manda Matzli, Yitzali Dramshad Yerukayim, same idea. That's true for any day. Were not limited to. So the problem is that if you look at all the Pesachim that are quoted here, it says that if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, you have to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda always. Okay. You can't, means you're never going to be able to have a mincha after plague. Okay. You have to go look at the plague mincha over here in the summer. The people in the shul, we have a shul full of people. Nobody's doing it the whole winter. They're downing milk, all right? It's a small group of people. You have a huge shul full of people, 100 people. For 6 months, they're downing milk before plague and Meir after plague. And the rest of the year, they're downing milk after plague and Meir after Shkia. That's a tati disaster. They have to be consistent. It's not a daily thing. Today I'm going to pass the food, tomorrow last time. That's what it says over here. I don't know. We mentioned this earlier. Anyway, so that's where we'll stop here. And Yitzhak Shem, Moitzei Shabbos at 7. Yeah, at 7 o'clock, we'll continue. We'll finish Mem Zion and Mem Ches. That will be after clock, yeah.
Have a good night.
Good night.